I've never understood how it could be stalking if all you're trying to do is keep her safe. I just want to be a good father. Make up for all those years of being AWOL because PsyMems is a full-time job. You can't be a father and PsyMems. That is, you can be one that's the same as for anyone else. You just wind up with big chunks of time when you have to choose between going AWOL from the Corps or from your family. And if you give your family more than a generic, because my country needs me hint as to why, then you were both in trouble. Or that's how it had been back before I became Staff Sergeant Kip McCorbin, retired. Before the retired bit, that is. Once that happened, it was just me and the secrets. 20 years of missions. 20 years of always being away. Chad, Ethos-Malia, Kurdistan, the Altiplano Breakaway. 20 years of never being able to explain. Then, when it ended, and I finally could get my family back, it came at a price, like suddenly being blind. No, that's not right. There are schools for the blind, a whole infrastructure for helping them learn to cope. As long as I had the sense, I wouldn't even mind being blind. Who needs eyes of their own when they have hundreds at their command? When you've been given a sense beyond eyes, beyond anything the norms have ever experienced. Losing that is like losing your sense of touch. The world's still there, but you can no longer fully interact. Worse, in fact, because people at least know what a sense of touch is. Here, the only ones you can talk to are the Corps psychs, who only think they can relate. How could someone understand what it would be like to lose the sense of touch if he'd never had it in the first place? 20 years of missions, and all the while, Cora Ann was growing up. Where's Daddy? Had given way to whatever, until when they finally told me I was ready to re-enter the senseless world. Denise's lawyer said it would be best if I just kept my distance. She's at a difficult age, she said, in one of her kinder comments. The last thing she needs is you back in her life. Hell, they're all difficult ages. Toddler, middle school, high school. Back when I had the sense, I used it on furloughs to track her through her days, step by step. What father wouldn't? Especially when the furloughs were so short, so few. Her first week at school, oh, so brave. Oh, so frightened. Getting her navel pierced? Secretly, she thought, but I was there. First kiss? The guy was a total geek, but so was she. Back then, a soldier type was most empathetically not what she wanted. Back then, her rebellion took the form of geeks and peace rallies. My little radical, growing up in fits and starts when I wasn't there, more and more often hiding from me when I was. The damn psychs always had the same questions. How do you feel about that? What do you do when you feel that way? I'll tell you how I feel, what I do. For 3 whole years, I panicked whenever someone walked up behind me, or when I rounded a corner and found something I didn't know was there. It didn't matter if it was a kid's skateboard or another rehab patient on his own escorted walk. It was the not knowing that mattered.